Join us as Ike Yosef and Jim Poplava interview Glenn Neely.
What about some of the issues that we face right now, which is burgeoning trade deficit, that 6% of GDP, budget deficits, and the fact that foreigners now own close to 50% of our treasury debt? Do you see any fallout during this down wave that you're talking about this next 10 years as a result of that?
Yeah, definitely. I think the hugest risk our economy faces right now, which probably, again, won't surface until around 2015, give or take a few years, will be the busting of the real estate bubble that's been going on for quite a while and may take a long time to finally settle down. As the baby boomers pass their peak buying period, which according to all the information I have is around the year 2006, once that period has been passed, then the demand for real estate will continually decline for probably at least 20 years, in other words, a whole generation, so maybe even 25 years. That could cause huge problems with banks, if people, as the economy slows down, people lose their jobs, they can't pay their mortgages. So all these mortgages that have been given out at zero down, 1%, 5% down, are going to cause huge problems for banks. So I see our banking system as probably one of the riskiest aspects of our economic system going over the next 10 to 15 years. And this could be what forces some of those changes I mentioned earlier with the Federal Reserve and with our money system. In other words, people may get sick and tired of this boom-bust cycle that they've experienced many times in the last, say, 100 years, and it may force a rethinking of that whole system. So that could be what is the impetus behind the changes that I mentioned earlier.